subject. Don't know what to do. I live in a small town. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 26-year-old woman living in a small town. I have an issue that I am struggling to address. I have a coworker at my job that clearly does not have it together in her life. She comes to work smelling like alcohol. Her makeup is always all over her face, and she fights with her husband in public all the time. Everyone at the job talks about what a mess she is. They call her bipolar, crazy, says she looks like a dog, and says her own family talks about her. To me, if your own family talks about you, you need some help from your family. I don't know how to help this woman, but I don't want to join the crowd because my mom raised me with the belief that if you can't say anything nice, don't say it at all, or don't say something about someone you can't say to their face. My question is, should I talk to management about what's going on or mind my own business? Well, I don't think you should talk to management about the situation. I definitely don't think that'll go well for her if you involve her bosses and upper management. I just don't think that'll go well. That step is not necessary right now. But you do sound like a reasonable person. You sound like a caring and compassionate person. So maybe you can simply talk to her or try to befriend her at some point. But, you know, please pull her to the side if you're going to do it. Send her a note or something. You can tell her or suggest to her that if she ever needs someone to talk to, that you're there for her. You know, that you see all this crazy stuff that's going on and you just, if she needs to talk, you're there for her, basically. But don't get into anything involving her and her husband, because if they're fighting in public, you definitely do not want to get involved in that. All right, Steve?
I don't really know what you want me to tell you, except, you know, you're 26 years old. You're an adult. You see what's going on. There's this woman. You live in a small town. This woman comes to work smelling like alcohol. Her makeup is always all over her face, and she fights with her husband in public all the time. Well, if you're in a small town, everybody know it, and everybody know her. Secondly, her makeup all over her face, hell, she been fighting with her husband in public. Fighting gonna move the makeup around. I can tell you that right now. You know, if you just rub your face too hard and move the makeup around, you in that scuffling, been in a headlock, got him in a headlock, you know, and all this here. Yeah, you're going to get your makeup moved around. Now, everybody at the job talks about the mess that she is. Call it bipolar crazy. She look like a dog. Now, she probably is one of them bipolar crazy. I can't say a person look like a dog. Own family talking about it, you know. I don't know how to help this woman, but I don't want to join the crowd. Okay, don't join the crowd. That's the easy part. Stay away from that right there. If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Nah, yada, yada. Got all that, too. My question is, should I talk to management about what's going on or mind my own business? First of all, if you take this to management, do you run the risk of putting her under the microscope and she lose her job? If you go into management, what does going to management do? Okay, so that's for starters. Why don't you try to help the woman, you know? Help comes in many packages. You could be the angel in the woman's life. But see, you won't see that's the problem a lot of times with us as people. See, we want somebody else to go help somebody when we could be the very person to go over there and provide the help. A conversation don't cost money. I ain't saying you got to buy her clothes or nothing, but a conversation don't cost money. Stop always looking for somebody else to stop in to fix a problem where you might be able to say something to help a person today. You ever thought of that?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.